It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Tuesday the 25th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Samsung has unveiled its latest and greatest gadget at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain. And it's, yes, it's a phone, the Galaxy S5. Last year, the company's unveiling happened here in New York City at Radio City Music Hall. That Broadway-themed event got mixed reviews. So what's up with the change-up? And did Barcelona prove a better venue? Our friend Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET, is at Mobile World Congress. She says some of the rumors about the S5 are true.
There is a fingerprint scanner.
Okay.
And there's also a heart rate monitor.
Oh, well.
And all of this sounds really appealing, except that the case is still kind of the same plastic case.
But it's supposed to be drop resistant?
Yeah, and that's the argument that Samsung makes. But it still looks an awful lot like the Galaxy S4.
We're in an era when a lot of phone companies are just struggling to offer mind-blowing updates to their phones. It sounds like Samsung has released something that maybe is not mind-blowingly new, but there are also some other competitors there in Barcelona.
There are a lot of competitors here, and one really interesting trend is a trend with some of the other competitors of releasing and really focusing on cheaper phones. Firefox, the browser company, is making an operating system for phones, and one of the things that got announced at the show is a $25 smartphone. You're not going to get it in the United States, but it will be introduced to lots of developing markets where Samsung and Apple don't own the market already. There's a huge opportunity there.
So last year, Samsung released the Galaxy S4 here at a big event in New York City. Why is the Galaxy S5 being announced over in Spain?
One theory is that the show feels bigger. There are a lot more visitors. And this way, they could introduce it to many more people around the globe at the same time.
Are we seeing a kind of shift here towards the focus being on international markets?
Absolutely, because the big markets right now, China, the U.S., South Korea, everybody has a smartphone. But an area like Indonesia, a huge number of people, all of them interested in having internet-connected phones, many of them not there yet, and all of them ready to buy.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
In recent days, we've been talking a lot about net neutrality, Netflix, and Comcast. And you'll remember that last company struck a deal to buy Time Warner Cable for some $45 billion. Well, the Senate Judiciary Committee has set a date for a hearing on how that merger might affect consumers. Remember, the Senate has no real formal role in scrutinizing these kinds of deals. But Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy said the deal represented a critical moment in the debate about net neutrality and a free and open internet. The date, March 26th. Anti-government protests in Venezuela have been coming to a head in recent weeks. Students and other citizens calling attention to the scarcity of basic goods and other issues in that country have been clashing with government forces. Many of the protesters have been organizing on the internet, but in a country with a socialist government that controls the airwaves, old and new, internet can be hard to come by. The government has apparently been shutting off access to apps like Twitter and a communication app called Zello. Viviana Giacomin is the director for Latin American programs at the advocacy group Freedom House. Hello, Viviana.
Hello.
Tell me about Zello and why it may be being blocked in the country.
Zello is an app that works like a walkie-talkie, and you can communicate with up to 600 people at a time. And students have been using it after Twitter was temporarily blocked in Venezuela after the big day of protests. So the students have had to look for other ways in which they can communicate.
And Zello is a way to do that, and the government doesn't want them to?
Exactly. And the issue is that the broadcasting companies are owned by the government. And so it's relatively easy to block access to certain apps or websites, etc. Apparently, Zello has provided an alternative app. So that might be a way in which students can circumvent this restriction.
And is this kind of a game of cat and mouse here? The protesters and organizers are just trying to find new avenues of communication, and the government is chasing after them, basically trying to shut off those ways of communicating?
I think that that's right. You can also see how television, this is important to understand, open television, open media has been restricted too. The president took off air a television channel that was broadcasting protest, the only one that was doing that. And so in order to receive information about what's happening in your own city or in other cities, students need to have this communication.
How does this end? What might change the game for the protesters or the government, at least in terms of the technology being used?
Well, there's the risk that the government takes this to the next level. And since it controls the broadcasting companies, they can block the internet more permanently.
Viviana Giacomin is the director for Latin American programs at Freedom House. Viviana, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And before we go today, remember to follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.